Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020.
Bitcoin and Ethereum are taking a beating. Bitcoin's down 4% to 1133.333, and Ethereum is down 8% to 436.5.
As always, thank you to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a DeFi investment and digital asset management platform that does allocation monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. First, all right, up first, there's some exciting new DeFi projects. Last week, we discussed sushi. Yesterday, I heard about kimchi. And today, the rise and fall of hot dog.
Yeah, the rise and fall of the meme coin. Meme. The high level here is that there, you know, someone took a pool, Uniswap, and started forking it, the code. They've, each of these guys, sushi, kimchi, hot dog, have all made slight modifications here and there. You know, there are some things the community doesn't like about different projects. So Uniswap obviously had a bunch of tokens that were pre-mined and that was distributed to their advisors. So Sushi comes out, or let's go back even further. Yam comes out with a totally decentralized, no tokens are pre-mined model. That's why they had such explosive meteoric rise. Everyone wanted to get in on something like Uniswap early on. But couldn't, you know, nothing has really changed here. The same complaints you would have about something like the governance token for Uniswap or Balancer, which is a rewarding token for people doing it, but really doesn't have a lot of value, is maintains for these projects, if not even more. You know, there's no, especially like Balancer. Balancer stands by this idea that they have totally immutable contracts. The idea of a governance token around immutable contracts where there's no upgrading, there's no spending coins, it just doesn't make any sense. Hot dog, same difference. It went from $4,000 a coin down to less. Right now, it's running less than a cent in Ethereum. There's not a lot. This is fun. We're having a good time. We're coming up with names. We're using emojis. So everyone's riffing, bobbing and weaving, and fun. But really, probably stay away from these straight up clone forks of Uniswap and Balancer because they're just not adding a lot of value here.
Yeah. Is there any way DeFi projects can avoid getting cloned?
No, but I think that's not really the main concern. You know, as often happened, technology, like code's not particularly hard to write. So you look at, you know, Google, is it possible to build? Okay, Google's probably a terrible example, although you can look at the early days of Google with web crawler and look at it that way. But there's, you know, a very big part of the technology technology startups and a very big part of companies on the web is essentially trust. And it is sort of like being in the market early enough that people know you, having good trust and having a good user experience, and then pulling that all together. That's sort of how you get to be a known company and how you succeed. Throwing memes at something does not make you a good company. Yam, you know, they forever threw away by basically releasing a flawed product day one. They sort of threw away the trust. You're like the motto for all of this has been open source. The reason for open source on DeFi projects is that you want lots of eyes on your smart contracts. You want a lot of people to look at your smart contracts. You want to have a bug bounty program where you reward people for finding bugs. Like that is good stuff because it is so hard to get this code right, and it is so bad when it goes wrong. So it's good to have open source around this. You're always going to have cloning of it, but the wheat should still rise above the chaff and the scams.
Yeah, Uniswap is still going strong. They actually saw trading volumes climb to 953 million on Tuesday. So that's a huge gain over the last month.
Yep, just they're killing it, making money.
All right. We asked on Twitter, what are some of your favorite DeFi projects? Thank you to everyone who wrote in. You can follow us on Twitter at The DeFi Daily or email us at info@TheDeFiDaily. So, Pat, what were some of your takeaways from what our listeners submitted.
So we'll be talking about a few of these over the course of the next few weeks. You know, people have been asking for, you know, they ask us to basically be able to help them find projects faster. Everyone wants to find DeFi projects faster. DeFi projects are coming in at a mile a minute right now. So we will every day report on the newest projects like the hot dogs and the kimchi's and things like that. But we also want to step back and talk about some of the projects that people are excited about or people are tweeting about. One of the ones that stood out to me today was one called Tixol, or the Autobahn Network, and the symbol is TIXL, Tixol, at Tixol Currency. It's an interesting idea, and the reason it jumped out at me is that we discussed RenBTC the other day. RenBTC was this coin that's gotten a lot of flack. It's a wrapped BTC Bitcoin token. And if you remember what that means, is that someone's holding onto the Bitcoin, and then someone else mints a Ethereum token that they then send out. The issue with RenBTC is that they were holding all this token. They were custodying all these Bitcoin themselves, which is incredibly concerning. It then came out over the last day that not only were they custodying it themselves, they were custodying it on a single wallet that they basically had a single key attached to it. It's not even a complex multi-sig wallet, nothing like that. It is incredibly concerning to have $100 million of Bitcoin on a wallet like that. Tixol stood out to me because they're trying to solve this problem of how you do cross. They're building their own protocol. So imagine this is competing with Bitcoin or Ethereum or one of those protocol levels. They're building their own protocol there, and they're trying to solve this problem of how you efficiently swap between different assets. So they want to build a single layer that can kind of be the transition layer between all these different currencies. The way they do that is that part of their mining process is they have these validators. And when you go to send them Bitcoin to get it swapped into a different token, to get swapped into Tixol, they actually split the key for the Bitcoin address across, you know, it's across a number of these different validators. And so they can basically use a consensus protocol to actually release funds, which means that they can provide wrapping in a decentralized manner. So this is a problem we're going to have. You know, I've been keeping an eye on the different tokens that have been getting wrapped. You haven't seen a lot of the other larger tokens. I haven't yet seen an XRP wrapped, although some people have talked about it. I don't think one's actually hit the network. So something that would let you do that a little bit faster, get wrapped tokens out quicker to match the speed of DeFi in general would be really cool. So that's the one we're going to talk about today. And we'll pick up some other ones that have been over the next few days.
And of course, we are not giving investment advice. This is simply our opinions on interesting projects that come our way. And you should always do your own research. Yeah. To DeFi projects.
And we're not sponsored by them. These are just things that we saw that we thought are interesting.
All right. Last bit of news coming from South Korea. The largest exchange in South Korea, BitThumb, was reportedly raided by police.
Yeah. The high level issue was that there was a pump and dump, or there was they hosted an ICO at some point that kind of went sideways. And it seems like the allegations are that the founders walked away with that. And there's some the founders of the ICO plus perhaps the CEO of BitThumb was involved. Not a lot of details at this point. Things are still trickling out, but it is certainly interesting. You know, the U.S. hasn't done any actions like this that I can remember. I'm not surprised that other countries are taking more aggressive regulatory actions around this. The U.S. has had a few different, you know, SEC actions and things like that. And they had a couple of things, but actually going in and raiding a major exchange is kind of a whole different level. So this is probably not a great sign for crypto. Obviously, South Korea is a major proponent and a major, you know, they've taken to crypto very nicely. And so it's not great to see one of their major exchanges or one of the big players in their space get hit like this. But we'll have to keep an eye on it and really see what actually happened.
Yeah, very interesting. All right. Well, that's it for today. You can find new episodes every day online at thedefidaily.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Have a good one.